Good evening. Today we have leading environmentalist Stephen Jeffries, and he's going to talk to us about ways to reduce our carbon footprint. Good evening, Stephen.
Hello, yes. Well, it's a very relevant subject. We're petitioning governments and corporations to reduce their carbon footprint. But there's a lot that individuals can do to lessen their impact on the environment, too.
Really? Like what?
Well, like simple things like taking the stairs instead of the lift, or cycling to work instead of getting the bus, or walking down to the shops instead of taking the car.
What about turning off the lights and the computer? There's a trend in offices to leave things on overnight, isn't there?
Yeah, we're asking companies to make sure their staff are environmentally friendly. It comes from the top down. If there's no company policy, then staff just won't do it. Some will, but most won't.
But people at home can help too, can't they? By unplugging things and things like that.
Yes, televisions and computers and other household items use power even if you're not using them. So it's a good idea to turn those off and unplug them if you're not using them.
What about electric cars or hybrid vehicles?
Yeah, of course. It's only now that they're really becoming feasible. There are recharging points for electric cars and hybrid cars. That is, a car that's part electric, part petrol-fueled, and now pretty much affordable. All of these things help. And if you do have a petrol car, make sure it's unleaded, and another little tip is to make sure the tires are well inflated, which helps the car run more efficiently.
What else can we do?
Well, using your clothesline instead of a tumble dryer, and using a microwave instead of a cooker is actually a much more efficient way of cooking.
Really? I didn't know that. I guess taking a shower instead of bath is another thing.
Yeah, we emphasize all these kinds of things. Our job is mainly to create awareness out there. If you think about it, all the things we're talking about are just common sense, and most of them actually save you money as well. You're cutting down on electricity, petrol, and water charges.
So there's something in it for our listeners as well.
Of course, as well as making sure our world is a cleaner, safer place to live.
Well, we've just run out of time. We're going to take an ad break in a moment, so thanks for coming in to talk to us, Stephen. We've learned a lot today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.